before we start our podcast, it looks like you need a haircut.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Jonathan.
Welcome to the Laughing Place Podcast. Today, we're going to be plunging into the studio world with discussion of a new e-ticket attraction in Armchair Imagineering for the Disney MGM Studios, as well as give news, trivia, and other stuff.
And don't be concerned, when we say the word plunge, there's not going to be any water splashing.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Disney has signed composer Alan Menken to a non-exclusive multi-picture deal. Alan Menken's sister act, The Musical, will play at Atlanta's Alliance Theater in early 2007. The musical will premiere at California's Pasadena Playhouse October 24th, 2006. A freak accident at the site of Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean filming resulted in a stuntman being knocked unconscious and taken to a hospital for further treatment. In theme park news, Six Flags aims to turn the tide by drawing young families who will spend more than teens. And Knott's Berry Farm cuts adults' admission 11% to $39.95 and has reduced the price of cotton candy in an effort to boost attendance.
Really go for that cotton candy, don't you? I mean, come on. It's not exactly very much material in cotton candy, so the cheaper the better, yeah.
I do find it interesting that cotton candy somehow is going to boost attendance, but maybe that's just me. I would think that idea may be like what Six Flags over Georgia, I think, did, where you get free unlimited drinks to going into the park. I think that might be more of a promotion than just cheap cotton candy. But hey, I don't know.
I can understand cheapening all the food prices in general, but it is kind of funny to just say, we cheaped our cotton candy, so come on in, and, you know, very fascinating strategy there. Today's trivia question is, what is the name of the lake located at Disney's MGM Studios? The answer is, later.
Today in Armchair Imagineering, we're going to be discussing a new attraction for the Disney MGM Studios. What with Soarin' and Mickey's Polar Magic and Wishes and Expedition Everest going to other parks, Disney MGM Studios hasn't had an actual ride since Rock and Roller Coaster, so it's been a while. So let's first start off with some of the discussions that have been going on the Laughing Place board. Indigo wrote, I think they immediately need to return some film and animation operations to the studio, reinvent the backlot tour, and bring back one or two stage shows. Beauty and the Beast is a good candidate for an update as well. But I really think Disney MGM Studios is Florida's best candidate for Pixar Land. Not necessarily the same attractions as DCA, but something along those lines.
The thing about the backlot tour is that when you go there, you really see props from movies that nobody really seems to even care about anymore. So it's more of just Catastrophe Canyon, the ride, because nobody really seems to bat an eyelash to what they're showing. So I think, honestly, it would just be a better idea to make that new land for some sort of either big ride or just completely add a new section to the whole park.
I think so, too. Honestly, I'm not sure if the backlot tour can be salvaged at this point. They really don't do a lot of filming or productions at Disney MGM Studios. So unless they're going to take a lot of care and actually bring in sets after they're finished in California, like what they did with Haunted Mansion, and actually like have you like go through those sets on the tour, I can't think of much else you could do to make the tour interesting because, like you said, most of the props in the Boneyard are from the 80s, and Catastrophe Canyon, while kind of fun, really seems to me more like a Universal-type experience. It really doesn't even feel all that particularly unique. So I would be more in favor of actually the whole idea being scrapped at this point and going in with a new e-ticket attraction. Not necessarily one that doesn't involve movie making. You could definitely do one that maybe goes into how movies are created, but just rethink the entire concept so that it doesn't rely on you actually having to see actual props and sets on the tour, and more is its own experience.
Well, one thing is that, I mean, the Great Movie Ride is in a way a tour of just recreates scenes from classic films. It sort of just brings you into those movies. And that doesn't even seem to be getting very appreciated anymore. It just seems the whole movie-making concept just seems to be sort of down the tubes because, I mean, you could look it up at all sorts of different places, so the novelty is gone.
That's a good point. In this day and age where people can buy DVDs with four discs of special features and whatnot, it's a little bit silly to assume that they're going to come to the park and be like, oh, I didn't know about a blue screen before and things like that. The only way that they could do something that involves filmmaking would have to be very specific type effects or something that is something that you really would have to see in person for you to fully appreciate. And there's not very much like that nowadays with most effects being done on the computer. It's not that interesting to watch somebody just render a file for hours as every layer comes up. It's not going to be that entertaining to watch, or them slowly move the points. It's not that thrilling. So I don't know. I think you may be right on that. I don't necessarily know if filmmaking as a concept for an attraction is as viable of an idea now that essentially the cat is out in the bag. People know how movie makers do most of their secrets. It's no longer a novel concept to find out. Moving on, we have Trekker Russ, who says, the problem is with MGM is that they took out too much of what people liked and replaced them all with inferior experiences. The remainder they let languish without any updates. The park doesn't need another e-ticket, in my opinion. It already has four, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours, and the Great Movie Ride. I think they would be better served by updating those. Now, I agree with that. I think that Star Tours is an attraction that is sitting somewhat vacant, and the simulator technology could be updated, or they can make it 3D, or do various things, because the problem with film-based attractions is that they tend to have a short lifespan, because once you've seen the movie, it's not that interesting as interesting to see it again.
When it comes to simulators, there are far more advanced theme park simulators out there now in comparison. So even if you compare California's Star Tours to the Floridian Star Tours, it is a very different type of experience. So not only would it probably be a good idea to upgrade the film, I mean, perhaps keep the same pilot and everything, but just upgrade the film. Another thing to just update the sort of flying sensation that you get by upgrading the simulator itself.
Moving on, we have DVC Dad, who says, I consider the new stunt show an e-ticket show. Well, you know what I mean. Personally, MGM needs some simple-themed rides, i.e. an Incredibles dark ride, something like Buzz, or maybe a Nemo dark ride. Some simple stuff to give the youngsters a little kudos. My younger kids have nothing to do at MGM once you do Playhouse Disney and then Mermaid. Well, the playground is a nice respite, but still. And for the record, the Drew Carey soundstage show totally sucks. That's my 2 cents worth. Honestly, I agree. Sounds Dangerous is pretty terrible. And also, the whole complaint about not enough stuff for kids is definitely a legitimate concern. One of the problems with Disney MGM Studios to me is that it's kind of a half-day park because every demographic is only going to like maybe a few of the attractions out of the whole set, because almost every attraction there is very specifically targeted for an audience. Like, Playhouse Disney is not as much of a family thing as it is more for preschoolers. Tower of Terror is definitely not as much of a family thing as it more is for preteens. Rock and Roller Coaster and so forth. And even the Great Movie Ride is a little more skewed for adults, just with the movie choices they made, where a lot of younger kids wouldn't even be very familiar with it. So I don't think that MGM Studios does as well at the other parks as entertaining the whole family, and I think that's one reason why a lot of the attractions haven't really kept up their numbers over the years.
Well, I mean, it would seem pretty clear that after Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror and all that, that you would want to make this next ride not very thrill-based at all and more focused on what the theming choice is about. But even then, I'm not even clearly sure what that would be. Whether or not to go with, like, say, classic Disney or something even more modern like Pixar, as was brought up before.
The problem with trying to make it into a Pixar land is just you already the funny thing about it is that every park in Walt Disney World has a Pixar attraction except Disney MGM Studios. So it's already behind because Magic Kingdom has Buzz Lightyear. Epcot will have the Finding Nemo dark ride soon. Animal Kingdom already has It's Tough to Be a Bug. So MGM Studios is really the only park without a Pixar attraction. So I think at this point, trying to make it a Pixar land is a little too late. On the other hand, though, I could see an Incredibles dark ride going into it as a good theming choice for MGM because it really is about the only place where that type of theming would fit, in my opinion.
Yet at the same time, they already have thrill rides, and would the Incredibles ride want to be just, you know, a slow-paced attraction? Would that sort of lose some of its flair?
I don't think you would have to make it really thrilling. I would say it'd be more along the lines of Mr. Toad and less along the lines of Snow White. Maybe a little more thrilling than Mr. Toad, but I would try to make it interesting, maybe using like they did with Pooh with a little bit of movement, without having to make it a height requirement attraction, or at least a very low height requirement attraction. And definitely not something that would be intimidating to anybody that could meet the height requirement. Now moving on, we have IndySorin19 who says, I think a dark ride attraction in MGM in the Mickey Avenue or Animation Courtyard areas would fit in nicely. MGM already has two of Walt Disney World's top e-tickets next to each other and a bunch of good shows. Why not a dark ride in there to draw crowds in and away from the Tower of Terror and Star Tours areas? Again, I agree. A dark ride is a very good idea. The question is theming, and do you have any ideas besides Incredibles?
Well, not necessarily for theming choice, but more for the ride itself is that really there's no such thing as really water-based dark rides anymore, and I think that could actually be a unique idea to do sort of the next Pirates of the Caribbean sort of thing without being, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, but being something just completely different. I don't think the Incredibles would necessarily be at all, but you know what I mean, just that sort of idea for a water-based dark ride that everybody could do, you know, not that it has any big drops or you're going to get wet, just the kind of ride that is based on water could actually draw some people's attention because, you know, you get sort of a very different ride experience when you're in a boat rather than just in an enclosed vehicle on the ground.
And we have OC Dean who says, I seem to recall an idea for a Baby Herman buggy motion simulator for a Toon Studios area dating back a decade ago. It sounded like this motion-based simulator would have been the next level above and beyond Star Tours. I'd like to believe some good ideas will never die and eventually resurface, but with a different storyline. I remember that, too. They had the Disneyland story special with Harry Anderson in the late 80s, and he went into what was coming up for Disneyland, and one of the things mentioned as part of the Disney decade was the Baby Herman runaway buggy ride. I never heard what kind of technology was going to be used for that attraction. A simulator seems like a good bet on terms of what it was going to be because it involved creating overbeds and around doors, and it didn't seem like something you could really do with a normal type dark ride. So I never really knew what kind of ride system they were going to put in. I would be a little bit cautious, though, about bringing in another film-based attraction for MGM Studios because I think with how many stage shows they have and with how many film-based attractions or attractions that have films in them, I mean, really, even Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror in their pre-shows and in their and the attraction of Tower of Terror even have films. So I would be very cautious about doing anything with film or screens or projections or something like that. I would definitely try to keep it three-dimensional and actual sets and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, also, within the same post, you brought up Star Tours, and if they were both basically the same sort of ride type within the same park, I'm not sure exactly if that would go over very well either.
In the end, the idea of upgrading Star Tours, I think, is a good idea. And a family-themed dark ride seems to be the general consensus in terms of what should be good for MGM Studios. The interesting part of it will be to see how they theme it into the park, because honestly, the most telling thing about MGM Studios to me is if you ask somebody, what are the lands of Disney MGM Studios? Generally, they don't know. they'll maybe say Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard, but beyond that, it all just kind of meshes together. And that's because it is very similar architecture throughout and whatnot. It doesn't really have the themed areas that the other parks have in terms of distinctive themed areas. But I wonder if that's something they're going to change over the years or not. Because if they don't, then that means most things going into MGM Studios are going to have an urban type theming, or they're going to stick out and it's not really going to work. I mean, kind of like Voyage of the Little Mermaid kind of feels weird when you enter this big cave in the middle of the city. It doesn't mesh very well for me. Well, that concludes our armchair Imagineering discussion. Thank you very much for all your posts this week. Next week, I'm going to change things up a little bit. Instead of an armchair Imagineering discussion, I'd like to pose a question to the Disney fans and see their comments. And the question I want to ask is, with the rumors of the Haunted Mansion major changes and with the Pirates of the Caribbean getting major overlays, do you think that it's a good idea to be updating these classic attractions to make sure they don't become outdated, or would you rather them just build new attractions?
So if you have any comments about that, you could call us at 1-866-327-5072. If you're under 18 years of age, please ask your parents or guardians' permission before calling. You could also email us at podcast@laughingplace.com, or you could post in the discussion boards.
Hi, I'm Larry Joe Campbell, and this is LaughingPlace.com.
This week in Disney history. March 4th is the 92nd anniversary of Ward Kimball's birthday. Ward Kimball was one of Walt Disney's 9 old men. March 5th is the 23rd anniversary of the original Journey into Imagination attraction at Epcot. March 8th is the 20th anniversary of the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction at Tokyo Disneyland. March 9th is the 22nd anniversary of Touchstone Pictures' first release, Splash.
The trivia question was, what is the name of the lake located at Disney's MGM Studios? The answer is Echo Lake. And now it's time for our random Disney album clip of the week. Enjoy!
What kind of tables don't have any legs? What kind of chickens don't lay any eggs? The rooster's eggless by his reputation, and the tables are the tables of multiplication.
Just in case you were wondering, that was a Multiplication and Division featuring Jiminy Cricket and Rika Moore.
This concludes another episode of the Laughing Place podcast. We'd love to hear all of your comments, complaints, concerns, cooking recipes, whatnot. So if you have any comments, please email us at podcast@laughingplace.com, or you can call us at 1-866-327-5072. If you are under 18 years of age, please make sure you have your parents or guardians' permission before calling. You can also post at the laughingplace.com discussion boards in the podcast section.
And that's the first time I've ever heard Daniel say our phone number without having to look at our little note list. Yeah.
I'm speechless. And now, Jonathan, with the last words.
Disney's MGM Studios. It's many things, but there's one thing it's not. Not a studio!
Goodbye.
See ya.
Star man.